कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो भक्त्या विहीना अपराध लक्ष्य क्षिप्त्वाश्च कामादितरंग मध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणं यं प्राव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतो तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमां चरणन्ति। Oh, I told you the sweet stories of Krishna yesterday. If you want to really have the mercy of Krishna, then you will have to hear the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Oh, these are very sweet. Oh, not so much intelligence is wanted there. But other hand, very powerful. If you know so many tattva, so many tattva, but sometimes they cannot help you so much. Never. But if you have taste in hearing Harikatha, oh, very easy Krishna can enter through this Harikatha, powerful Katha. And Krishna will manifest himself in her, he will go in her. Purify very easily all your offenses, all ignorances, all wanted things, sense gratification, which you cannot do by tattva malli, knowing tattva. They cannot do anything. But if there is very taste in hearing Harikatha, then you have gone your halfway of devotion. And if not, your chanting will not help so much. Your worshipping will no help. Your knowing of tattva will no help. And you can fall down. But if there is test in Harikatha, then Krishna will be what? Controlled. Satang prasangam ज्ञाने प्रयासमुत्पार्शनमंत एव जीवन्ति सन्मुखरितां भवदीयवातां स्थाने स्थिता तनुवांग मनोभि प्रायशो जित अजितो अपि त्रैः त्रैलोक्यम्। कृष्ण इज नॉट कंट्रोल्ड बाय होल वर्ल्ड, थ्री वर्ल्ड्स, बट ही मे बी इजिली कंट्रोल्ड इफ यू आर हियरिंग कथा। वेर यू आर फ्रॉम देयर, इफ यू आर गृहस्थ फ्रॉम दैट, इफ यू आर लेडी, इफ यू आर bachelor, you are renounced, or anywhere in London, in Frankfurt, here and there, you can be there. Sthane sthita tanvang manobhi, doing pranam to Harikatha by shastang, by words, by mind, or doing pranam to speaker, and though who is arranging all these things to him and to the place and to the Harikatha, or soon Krishna will be controlled. This is my realization. So try to have a taste for Harikatha. Give importance on Harikatha hearing, and then to Kirtan. Otherwise, kirtan may be stopped. You can give up church. That, oh, I have no realization. And thus, he will go from where he started. So Krishna, pastimes are very sweet but very powerful. Those who are have no taste, oh, they are like suicider.
Self-killer.
What?
Committing suicide.
Committing suicide. Especially if that Harikatha is coming from a very bona fide devotee, like Sukadeva Goswami or in his line. And if he has no worldly desires, no sense gratification, not attachment for wealth, reputation, lust or anything, then we must hear. This will bring very soon taste and Krishna will be conquered. Krishna will be controlled by that. Krishna will like to be always with him. So we must hear. I told you that Krishna took his birth both places, in the Zale of Kans by Devaki Vasudev and other hand by the womb of Yashoda. Very easily, he killed a demon which had not pure, Putana. She was requested by Kans that you should go and you can take any shape you want. Oh, you know so many miracles. You know yoga, mantra, and mystic power. Mystic powers. You can change your shape. You can be a very beautiful lady. You can be, donkey or anything you like. So you should go and you are capable to kill him. Oh, she became very happy. And she went. You know that any demon cannot come in Vrindavan because it is transcendental. How a demon can go? But Leela Shakti Yogmaya does it. To increase the love and affection of mothers and Brajavasi. To renew their love and affection. She went there and took a very beautiful shape of a mother. Very lovely. Very beautiful. And went there. And she took Krishna in her lap. She has no child. So no milk in her breast. Oh, Krishna arrangement is very wonderful. They take same vegetables, grain, and chapati, and all things. But Krishna has made milk in the woman breast, not milk in males. And also, this is this Krishna arrangement, that an woman can have milk when a child will come, otherwise not come. No? And when child is grown up, milk is stopped. This demon had no child, and she was so cruel, taking the blood and flesh of the little boys, babies. There was no milk. But he went to Krishna and took lap, and he has felt poison in her breast. Krishna shut up or what?
Closed his eyes.
How can I kill a lady like my mummy? My mother, mummy. So Krishna closed his eyes. And she pumped her breast in the mouth of Krishna. Krishna what did? Closing his eyes And he sucked with poison, his life also. And then she was
restless,
trembling. Oh Father, oh God, save me. Oh Kans, my dear brother, you should save me. And she wanted to push Krishna away, but she could not. She has a power of 10,000, more than that, elephants, power. But she could not. And other hand, Yashoda, what did? You should sit and see. And Krishna began to weep. And he are not weeping. Very happily. Shocked. His life. And at once he became 5-6 miles. His body was there. And he fled in the way to Mathura. He wanted to go to Mathura. Oh, that Krishna, Kans can save me. But he fell flat. And Krishna was still on her bed and playing. What is this? We should try to take the essence of this pastime. Pastimes is very good. Nothing so much as for here.
Opulence.
But opulence is there. What is the essence of this sweet pastimes of Krishna? If anyone goes, want to serve Krishna as a baby boy with vatsalya rasa, motherlyhood, fatherlyhood, Krishna become indebted to them. And that is why he gave salvation. Made pure. And give what? Motherly position, like in Golok. What he did? Nothing. He took a face of mother. Oh baby, oh boy, like this. Outwardly. But Krishna is so merciful. What he did? At once he took this body, impure body. She was taking blood and flesh of the little babies. So she was impure. Not taking bath, internally or
externally.
No bath, no pureness. You should be pure. You cannot be pure by taking only bath with so many soaps. 3, 4, 5 times taking bath. You know, fishes always in water. 24 hours taking bath. But if they will come to your body, a bad smell will come. They are not pure. So, you cannot be pure unless you are chanting Krishna, serving devotees, hearing Hari Katha. So she was like that, very big demon, dangerous demon. Impure. So impure persons, inwardly, outwardly, they cannot serve Krishna. They cannot chant name. So Krishna kills that demon, which is impure. Everything, if you are outwardly pure, but not internally, then you are not pure. So try to be pure. If you cannot bath, then what you should do? Achmanam. Om Vishnu, Om, like this. Om Keshwaya Namah, Narayanaya, Madhvaya Namah, Om Krishnaya Namah, Om Radhaya Namah, and so many. There are, you should do. Not even doing Namah Namah, Krishna, Pundarik, Vidyan, all, anything. You should do. So Krishna kills, but she has taken the shape of a mother, lovely mother. And he told, oh, my dear boy. And what happened for this? Only for this. Oh, Krishna gave him motherly position in Golok. Then if we imitate even not doing bhajan, even Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Oh, Krishna will give something you. And if really by taking initiation from high class of devotees, having taste in Hari Katha, and chanting, what will be you? Oh, Krishna will give you so much things, love and affection. And if you have like a friendly terms, motherlyhood position to Krishna, and oh, my beloved Krishna, even you are thinking like this, oh, Krishna will give very easily. He wants to give all these things. So you should have a strong faith in this. You know, Bharat, at the time of death, he was thinking of deer, and he became deer. You know, then if you are remembering Krishna and his associates, what will you be, the associate of Krishna? So, at that time, Putana was dying, and he was thinking of Krishna and all the who were there, and what he became, motherlyhood, and there went. So if you are doing like this at the time of death, but how you can do like this if you are practicing from just now, beginning from your life, or when your life begins from initiation, then at the time of death, you can do like this. You can remember Krishna and his associate. Then you will be in Vrindavan. Certainly you will be. No one can check you, stop you. So, try to be pure. And hear Hari Katha. Krishna became more bigger. Now, at the age of 30 days, at the time of his nakshatra,
birth constellation,
oh, Krishna was there. Told that I sent Putana to kill that boy, but he never returned to give any message. And he told a demon who can even have a shape of air, go anywhere like air. Anyone cannot see him. He thought that if he is going like air, Krishna will not see and he will crush. So anyhow, he will be ready to, he will be qualified to kill Krishna. To send Trinavart demon. Shakatasur. This demon went there and there was a big court. Bullock court. Very big. Taken by four bullocks. Four fields, very bigger. And so many vessels, pots with ghee, butter and milk and everything was there. She entered that demon as the heir. He entered, empowered him in that court. And he was not seeing, but he was there. He became Tadatma. Tadat means?
Like fire in iron.
One with the car.
As the air. And Krishna was playing under that court in a swing. And there were so many boys there. And Krishna was playing. That demon wanted to crush Krishna with that cord. And he became so heavy that his wealth of the cord went down in the earth. And it was to be crushed, Krishna. But Krishna was playing very simply. sometimes weeping, kya, 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 and sometimes playing, and sometimes taking his toe in mouth, and this, or playing his fits like this, and even it touched that cord, which was coming down. And it was touched by the toe of Krishna. And at once, with a big sound, tremendous sound, the cord was upside down. Vessels were, with a sound, they all broken. And that demon was killed. What is this? Very easily Krishna, nothing, he never became so big, four-handed, nothing. No aishwarya, opulence there. Or only he was playing, and only by touch the demon was touched, and he was killed. What is the essence of this sweet pastime? Oh, cart is a thing to be carried anything. So all the bad things or good things are given in cart and it is loaded and it is
transported.
So if you are very learned person, you know all the epics, so many things, Sanskrit, Hindi, Bangla, Russians, German, and all these things, you know. You have read Max Muller, Wordsworth, and so many. So much knowledge, but not chanting, remembering Krishna, then taking all these things like a load in cart. And what Krishna will do? He will touch, and it will be
collapse.
No use of. In India there are so many learned persons, they know Sanskrit, they know Bhagavad Gita, Ved, Upanishad, all, but they don't admit Krishna as a supreme personality of God. Not even as a God. They are like Buddhism and Jainism. No honor for Indian cultures, and no bhakti, nothing. They are like bullock cart, like that demon. And Krishna may kill him. So if a devotee has all these things, like demon, but anyhow he is sent, in the association of high class of Vaishnava, oh, Krishna may come and he can kill that demon. If you have no knowledge, you have not studied anything, ABCD, you cannot sign your name even, but chant name like Valmiki, like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. You will be the supreme learned person. This is really learning. If bhakti is there, all the qualities are there. And if there is no bhakti, all the qualities are like disqualities. Kya hai? Bhakti. So, we should try to learn all this. We should try to study this. Bhakti. And if bhakti is there, all the qualities are there. And if no bhakti, no qualities. He is demon. That demon was thus killed by Krishna. When Krishna became older, more of 90 days, like same way, Yashoda was playing, Yashoda taking Krishna, and Krishna was taking milk of Yashoda, breast. A demon was sent again, that I send Putana and Sakatasur, but never returned to give myself where they are. And what they did, So you should go and kill my enemy. He was Trinavarta. Trinavarta means taking the shape of anything. He was so much expert in yoga, knowing all the mantras and majestic power. He can be anything as he like. So he sent him to kill Krishna. He came there in the shape of air, very whirling air.
Like tornado.
And Yashoda was there, and Krishna was playing in the lap or taking mash. Oh, he became so heavy, very heavy, heavy. And she put Krishna there.
Are hoy jago. Jaldi jamra ke bolte do sab kul khatam karbo.
Oh, he is remembering me that. Oh, there were birds in the sky, and they were flying. So Krishna, taking breath, and he was looking, and he said, I should fly in air like birds. And at once Krishna sent his that demon, and Trinavarta came, and he took Krishna in his lap. And Krishna catch hold of his neck, and he was hanging in the neck of Krishna,
Trinavarta.
And he fly in high sky, and here and there. And Krishna was testing the to fly. After some minutes, couple of minutes, then Krishna was satisfied. What he did? He has kept his arms in here. And by chance, this toe went inside. What should Krishna? He was playing like a baby. But what he became? He could not resist and he fell down on the stone, on the hill, like. And thus he was crushed. But yet he was there, Krishna. What is this? Feeling like knowing, not bhakti, but very learning. Studying this, that, becoming master of computer nowadays. So much master. And knowing so many things. Or shastra. Knowing. But what is this? If bhakti is nothing, not there. Or these qualities are these qualities. They can prove that Krishna was not a supreme personality. He was very lusty. They will try to prove this. Krishna was very lusty person. He collected some girls. Collected some the wives of gopis, and he was dancing and making lust with them. They will try to. And he was a thief from beginning, taking butter and everything from them. He was a liar. What? He told that, Mommy, I have not taken earth in my mouth. You can see my mouth. So many things. Liar, lusty, like Shishupal, and Jarasandh were criticizing Krishna. They will criticize. And this class of persons are what? They are Trinavarta demon. So Krishna can smash them. So we should be careful for this. Anyone will try to criticize Vaishnavas, Guru, Hari, but you should be far away from them. If you have power, cut their tongues with a very sharp knife. And if you cannot do, then try to, stop. How? By arguments. By good arguments. Cutting their all arguments. And if you cannot do even that, then keep your hands here and go from there and take a bath with your clothes and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In this way. Otherwise you will be demon also. So we should be careful for these things. These are very sweet pastimes. This has been not told why I'm telling in Srimad Bhagavat, but in explanation of acharyas it has been given. After that Krishna became more vigor. Now he was running outside of the Nanda Bhavan. Out of the Nanda Bhavan. Bhavan means?
Courtyard.
The palace of Nanda Bhavan. Outside. And now he has so many friends, all naked friends. And they were going here and there playing and then entering any room. They used to steal butter here and there, taking themselves sometime distributed to monkeys and friends. The mothers of the boys sometimes very happy because they have abundant of milk or butter and makhan and everything. But they were thinking, this boy will be in the his
future.
It may be somewhat like dacoit and thief.
Characterless,
moralless. So we should try to help. So they used to report all these things to Mother Yashoda. That today just Krishna came with all the boys and he did what. They always, sometimes Yashoda smiling, sometimes giving some
consolation
to them, pacifying them. And thinking, why Krishna is becoming naughty and naughty? I should give punishment, otherwise he will be spoiled. A gopi reported today in morning, when I was churning yogurt, your baby with my baby and other babies, they came near my house. And Krishna, your baby, sent my baby to me. Mummy, you are not looking? The calf is taking milk of cow. And you are churning? At once go and stop, otherwise the milk all will be taken. Mother asked once, I went running, and in the meantime, what became? All entered in my house and took away all the makhan, all the butter. And happy very and clapping and they. Another lady came to Yashoda, reported, as Delhi Krishna, with so many boys, entered in my room, and I was, from beginning, I was very careful. And I was standing behind the door, kapat door. He could not see me, and he entered. And he was taking butter from pot. I at once went and caught hand of Krishna.
Red-handed.
Some butter here. There. I told that, what are you doing? He told them, mummy, what? Nothing. Why you were taking this butter? I'm not taking butter. But my hands was burning. Mother Yashoda had given jewels and it is very hot. So I was giving my hand to make it cold. And also I saw that, oh, this is my mother's house. You are my mother. Sometimes you give me milk. So I thought that, oh, you will be very happy, and that is why I came, and I was taking milk. And thus, and why butter is here? Oh, I was taking my hand inside, and a monkey came and took some butter, and he was running. I catch hold, and that monkey gave me this. So, I began to smile, and in the way, he ran away. One day, I kept all these things anywhere else in a hidden way. He came and he could not find. And then my baby was sleeping there, and pinched. And so pinched that my baby was crying, weeping. Thus he is doing so many things. One day another reported, one day I was looking for that thief. That thief came, and I caught him red-handed. And I told, what are you doing? I am searching my cough. Where is your cough? He jumped in your
butter pot.
And I was searching where is. And he said, your cough has jumped? How he can be? Then Krishna told that you should see. And he searched and brought a toy of cough, which Nand Baba had given him to play. Oh, this is cough. And she began to smile, and at once Krishna ran away. So all were telling. Yashoda now, thinking. And she was worried. He will be in future very weak thief. What to tell? Then he thought that these gopis are making butter from fresh milk with their own hands in a good process. And here my servants are not doing well. So I must do with my own hand, with very good cow's milk. So then if I will do, it will be very sweet, and then Krishna will not go anywhere to steal. And thinking this, she left all these gopis who were doing this. Oh, you should go and do your job. Or today is Deepavali. Deepavali, there is a festival of lightning. You should go and do. And I will do everything. So he made yogurt. And in very morning, she was doing churning that yogurt. And what doing? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. In this way she was chanting. Very sweet voice, very beautiful Yashoda mother. If Yashoda mother was not so beautiful, then how a beautiful son like Krishna can come from her womb? Very beautiful. And her songs, this voice was so sweet. You know, Krishna was so sweet also. So from where it came? Oh, from Yashoda Maya. Very good singer. His tune was very sweet, more than anyone. And she was singing and totally absorbed. What doing? Smitva Sutbala Kelim. He was remembering all the activities of Krishna. How sweet is his weeping also. His playing is sweet. His bansi is sweet. His looking is sweet. His anger is very sweet. Everything of Krishna is so sweet. And she was remembering. And doing Govinda Damo Dharva Rasenji. Govinda Damo Dharva. Oh, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, where he lives, he may be anywhere, but he will at once charmed and will come where anyone is chanting, remembering him and singing his very sweet pastimes. At once he will be attracted and he will come. If you are singing, oh, Krishna must be here. I know that Krishna is here, anyhow. And he is looking from thousand and thousand of eyes and hearing these sweet pastimes from
thousands of ears.
Yes. So Yashoda, when she was singing and Krishna, he was sleeping on the bed, he was attracted. And anyhow, he began to weep. That mother should come, so he wanted to come to mother. He can take so big mountain like Govardhan on his finger. But he cannot come down from the court. It was so high, only like this, but he cannot come. And he was weeping more and more, louder. But Yashoda was so much absorbed in singing. Govinda Damo Dharva Rasenji. Govinda Damo Dharva Rasenji. Govinda Damo Dharva Rasenji. Govinda Damo Dharva Rasenji. And he come down from the court and was gradually coming towards mother and weeping more louder. If he wants anything and he cannot speak, he will only cry. So he was crying. No tears, but even
rubbing his
eyes. Like this, weeping. So, with some tear, that kajal, black color, okay. He reached to mother, and he caught hold by one hand,
Charning stick,
and by another, bell here. Oh, who is he? And Yashoda said, oh, my baby. At once she took in her lap, she stopped churning. And caressing Krishna. At once tear came on her eyes. Heart was melting. Hair standing. And she gave her milk. Nothing to shock. Automatically coming. Oh, there was huge quantity of milk. How much? One drop of her milk can fill up Birjanadi, ocean.
All oceans.
And it never be
end.
And Krishna appetite also big. Whole worlds, universe are in one
pour
of Krishna. So thousand and thousand unlimited world can be in Krishna's stomach. So big, that whole universe is there. Chit jagat, jiv jagat, maya jagat, everything in him.
Oh, so big, his stomach is so big. How anyone can fill it? Never. So appetite was this, and the milk was also endless. There was contest. So, a milk which was kept on the fire very near, he thought that, oh, I will not serve Krishna, because the milk of Yashoda's breast is so unlimited, and Krishna appetite is unlimited. Years and years, years and years, it will go. So when he will take me? How can I serve? Oh, this is the thing. A disciple, a sadhak should be like this. That milk which was kept on the fire, he thought that I have no chance to serve Krishna, so I should die in fire. So milk was somewhat
boiling over,
and it was coming to fire. Yashoda saw. He became very humble and
compassion.
And at once she wanted to go there and to pacify that milk. Or don't die. So Krishna was but in the lap of Yashoda and taking milk. So, and Krishna was not satisfied yet. Yashoda wanted to keep it. But Krishna, what did? His whole power, unlimited power, he used. By mouth he took the breast like monkeys, and also hands,
by hand and by feet,
right, tight and
surrounded.
He tightened. But Yashodama, what did? Oh, you should sit down.
By one hand only.
By one hand, without any effort. Krishna used his whole power, whole affluence. But he fell, and then Yashoda kept and ran. And his suit took water
and poured.
Oh, why you are going to die? Oh, I will take you and engage in your service. So a guru like this, very, very
broad-minded
and also full of mercy,
compassionate.
He engages his disciples, other devotees, giving chance. Like Rup Manjari gave chance to Raghunath Das Goswami. Like another, so many, Yashodama gave chance. She pacified and wanted to return. And he saw that, oh, this baby was in anger. He wanted to turn over that vessel of yogurt. But he could not. And then he thought that I should anyhow make a hole. That hole yogurt may come. And he took a
vessel. And broke the vessel.
And broke. Where?
Bottom.
Because there the vessel was somewhat weak, very fine, and on upside it was very thick. So made a hole, and whole what was everything went out. And he was very clapping, very happy, smiling, and still, oh, Kajal was there, but he was very happy. But when all the yogurts came out, oh, he became very
fearful.
And he thought that mother will come, mummy will come and give me punishment. And then he ran anywhere. When he was running out of the courtyard, through a room, he saw that some
butter
were hanging in a pot. At once,
saliva.
Oh, water came from mouth, and he forget to run away. And there was a
grinder motor,
and he jumped up that
water.
And he saw that now very easy to take mokhan from there, butter. And he was doing. In the meantime, his brothers came. Who? You know, monkeys. And also crows. Now he thought, oh, they upset me in Ram avatar. When I was Ram, they upset, I have not served anything. No milk, no butter, no chapati, nothing. No fruits, nothing. And they upset me. They took their life in hands and they were fighting with Raman. Now I have chance, I should give them. And he was distributing. And in the time, so many crows, the descendant of Kavrushundi, perhaps you don't know, a very high class of devotee, Ram Bhakta, all came. Yashodama came, and he began to laugh. Where he is gone? He had told this naughty thing, and he wanted to chastise. And he was smiling, and he saw the fruit pens, and went followed, and went in the room like cat, without sound. And he was about to catch, and at once Krishna saw that all crows are running, and monkeys are running. Why? And he saw Mother Yashoda, a stick in her hand, and just he jumped from the
water,
and he ran away. Thus, he was running. And Yashoda also was running. Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. Even the mind of the very high class of saints, they cannot touch Brahma Shankar. By mind, they cannot touch Krishna. And running. And Yashoda mother, being a lady, somewhat aged and sthul. Sthul means?
Healthy
somewhat. Some fat, some not bit ugly. Oh, very beautiful. And she was running. And if he is not running more than Krishna, she cannot catch. So he began to run more than Krishna faster. There is a philosophy. Krishna has love for you, sadhak. And sadhak has also love for Krishna. So love for Krishna should be more than Krishna love is for mother. So Yashoda mother was, love was more higher than Krishna love to mother Yashoda. And very easily see, catch. Gaur Premanande. There are so many philosophical things. This is called love philosophy. Very high. Oh, it is about tattva jnana. So much tattva. Tattva vivek. Tattva vivek cannot touch these things. They cannot go up beyond the limit of tattva jnani, tattva darshi. Gaur Premanande. Tomorrow I will try to finish in morning. And tomorrow we'll have to go to Brazil. So you should remind all the teachings that I am telling and try to advance. Don't be weak and always have a greed or taste for Harikatha and think that, Krishna is there in your heart and Gurudev, and thus going on. Again we will meet very soon. Gaur Premanande. Kirtan? Oh, you, kirtan?